Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast. My name is Bobby Clark. I'm a senior editor here at ISIS in Houston, and I'm joined today by John Dietrich, who is a fellow senior editor and also our resident olefins market expert. And I believe the ethylene contract recently settled. Is that right?
Yes. October ethylene contracts settled down a quarter of a cent per pound at 28.25 cents per pound. When they settled in September at 28.5, that was their lowest they'd been since December 2009, which ended up being kind of the actual bottom of the market during that 2008-2009 time frame. So this drop puts ethylene contracts at their lowest since November of 2003, when they were 27.75 cents per pound.
Now, wow, that's crazy.
I mean, granted, it took was a quarter of a cent to push it back 6 years, so it's not as though we've hit like some kind of new bottom.
What was a significant event in 2003? Was that, I guess, Iraq War? I guess, were we in recession back then or something?
I mean, that was probably just what the market was.
There was nothing happening.
I wasn't covering olefins then, so I can't necessarily speak to anything. Right. But nothing leaps to mind. I mean, I think the difference between now and then, the major difference is, you know, we were probably still cracking a lot of naphtha. So, I mean, I'm sure their margins were nowhere near as healthy as they are with this ethane, propane, butane-based cracker feed slate.
Well, let's talk about what's happening now and what are some of the factors behind this recent settlement.
So, with these things settling backwards, the first part of October, spot prices were below 20 cents a pound. There was just so much supply, and you had at least one or two sellers kind of trying to keep their inventory levels manageable, so they were kind of aggressively moving material. That's kind of eased off in the second half of the month. We saw a bit of a rebound, and I think the big thing that the ethylene market is focusing on is the fact that the first quarter of 2016 is going to experience a very heavy turnaround season, and some of these guys have got to build inventory because they're going to be down, and so we're going to see some more active buying in the spot market. Prices should generally trend higher, although they will run into some people who are trying to lower their inventory, some people who aren't as worried about the inventory levels. So it's going to be potentially, I guess, more of a volatile market than a strictly up or down market. Like today, prices have come down about half a cent per pound from where they closed yesterday, but they're still up by about 4 to 5 cents a pound over where they were when they were kind of at their bottom in mid-October. You know, right under that, they're about 23, 24 cents per pound. Okay. From what I hear, demand is very, very good. You know, we're still able to export plenty of polyethylene, PVC. I know the PVC industry had some production issues, so while exports might not, you know, be there because of the lack of available material, I think the arbitrage window is still pretty open. For now, I would say in November, I would guess that we'll start seeing a lot of irrelevant arbitrage windows because no one's going to want to order material that's going to get there on December 30th and have it taxed. So everyone's probably going to kind of draw down inventories and downstream, which will eventually affect ethylene and all of that.
But that's not going to be the case for ethylene, right? These guys are going to have to build.
So it's going to go case by case. Some of these guys are going to have to build inventories because they're not going to be able to get enough stockpiles built starting in January 1, 2016 to last them through the first quarter. They're going to have some pretty good stuff on hand at the end of this year. And some of them, their fiscal year ends at a different time, so the year-end inventory taxes don't hit in December, so it's not an issue at all. But there will be some who will be ignoring the inventory kind of games and just kind of accepting the tax because they've got to have the material, and it'll make it a very mixed bag of producers buying from producers, buyers buying, consumers, and all of that.
So the turnaround season in Q1, is that about how much of the market will be down?
I've heard that at its peak we could be down, just with planned outages, about 14 to 15%, and that's not factoring in any of the typical kind of unplanned outages that you have in a month. You tack on maybe 2 or 3% or more, we could be looking at either the high teens or even like 20% of the market down at its peak in the first quarter.
Now, are these going to be just standard turnarounds, 25 days, or are they going to be extended beyond?
I think most of them are probably 30-day turnarounds, but it's probably a mix. Okay. So you're going to have some supply tightness in Q1 2016, But I don't think you're going to see, you know, necessarily much weaker demand. You know, the U.S. has adjusted to low crude oil as far as the olefins are concerned. We're still exporting, you know, plenty of ethylene derivatives. So we've had to be more competitive, but margins have stayed, you know, very strong. If you're selling on a contract basis, which is what most of the ethylene is getting done at, your margins right now are about 19, 20 cents a pound. You know, and there's still probably room for them to go up. I mean, what does ethane kind of look like going into 2016?
Well, I mean, I guess that just depends on natural gas at this point because rejection is so high. So, I mean, natural gas has been really weak over the last couple of weeks. So, we're looking, ethane's been weaker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless demand really picks up in the winter, which they think it will, that should help with the ethane price going forward. Now, help is a relative term, I guess you could say. Yeah. Producers don't want it. They like this 18 cent per gallon ethane price, right?
Right, now. Right.
So, you know, until we see any movement on the natural gas side, mid-year next year you'll see some more ethane demand come on when the export terminals come online. So you'll see that, maybe some price support.
From that?
Yeah, from that in the summer of 16.
Mm-hmm.
But through the turnaround season and all that for ethylene guys, your prices are going to be, you know, they're just going to be where they are now. You're probably going to look 18 to 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm sure some of it will also depend on what propane, butane does, what these guys run in their crackers. That was another factor. Well, that was actually a factor that kept contracts in ethylene contracts from falling further in October, is that your cracker cash costs were actually up a little bit, almost a cent per pound, partly on higher propane, butane, some higher feedstock costs, but also just propylene was really low in the first half of October. You know, butadiene aromatics, they're not really surging. I mean, so these guys are starting to get less for the co-products that they're getting, and so you might as well just run ethane, make mostly ethylene. And I mean, as far as the market is concerned with propylene, there's plenty of propylene out there. We're seeing some inventory drawdowns, but they've got a long ways to go before they're back to normal. I think last week, you know, propylene inventories, according to the EIA, were down like 5 to 6% week on week, but they were still like 80% higher year on year. Mm-hmm. You know, they were almost double. Right. So they've got a long way to go before they get really back down to kind of parity with propylene, or to a balanced market. They're long. They've got strong demand, mm-hmm. but they're long, and they're only going to get longer with PDH units and all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for this edition of the ISIS Americas podcast. If you want some more in-depth reporting and maybe a full list of the turnaround schedule, you know, contact your ISIS customer service rep and get a subscription. So until next time, this is Bobby Clark, and joined by John Dietrich from Houston.